Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner won a decisive victory in yesterday's sparsely participated in Democratic primary over former Judge Pat Dugan. Krasner used his victory speech to highlight his record on criminal justice reform and credited prosecutors in his office for their efforts to reform the city's criminal justice system.
They have been working in the DA's office day after day, year after year, working hard.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We said in 2017 that justice makes us safer.
Yes.
This is what we have learned. We have learned that justice makes us safer.
Krasner has regularly faced criticism for his policies, including bail reform and prosecuting police misconduct, but Democratic voters appear to support them. With no Republican opponent in November, Krasner is poised to continue leading the DA's office for a third term. Camden School District is facing a $91 million budget deficit and is cutting jobs to try and right the fiscal ship. Local parents and students aren't having it and are getting ready to take their concerns to the New Jersey State Board of Education. Dozens of people worried about the budget cuts packed the library at Forest Hill Family School for a meeting of the Parent Advisory Council yesterday. The state-run district announced in April it would need to cut around 300 jobs to close the budget hole. That includes laying off more than 100 people. This week, students staged a walkout to protest the cuts. Among the participants was Kauthar Sumeye, a junior at Creative Arts High.
My mother, she works in the school district, and the fact that she's been working in the school district since I've been attending the school district, it hurts in a deeper level for me, I guess.
Sumeye says the big turnout at yesterday's meeting provided a feeling of support for her and her classmates. The state school board is scheduled to meet on June 4th. Gray skies, clouds, rain, all of that in the forecast for the remainder of the day, and it's going to continue into tomorrow.